Well, here we are, another Standard Chartered Dubai Marathon. Once again, the pressure's on. Once again, they're all expecting, aren't they? A race expects. Do you feel that sense of pressure?
Not that much. Even a myself also, you know, I expect something. And this is sport. Everyone, you know, wants to see something special. A myself also, you know, just want to do something special. If possible, you know, coming Friday, wonderful. If not, next time. But, you know, this year, I feel, you know, just I ran so good.
And for you, you've obviously been competing, you know, as you say, year in, year out. Do you still have that same sense of ambition that, right, I want to go and break yet another record?
Every year, you know, just it's really my ambitions. It's not, you know, just less and less. And instead of that, you know, just more and more. Every year, you know, just a year after a year, you know, just my athletics, you know, just appetite, you know, just it's like, you know, just it's improving by almost double.
What is your inspiration then to keep doing it?
Well, you know, as in sport, I want to do something, you know, just to impress, you know, just to make people, you know, just surprise, you know, just to make people, you know, they excite. And that's why, you know, every year, you know, just I have to do this, I have to do that, you know, just things like that.
And having to do that, obviously from 2012 is around the corner. Is everything in your mind gearing to that and what you achieve, or is it just one race at a time?
Sure, you know, 2012 must be, you know, just, the Olympic, the one I have to run. That's my plan. Of course, you know, just 2012, you know, just for people and looks, you know, just, long. But it's just very soon, and I have to do it there.
What would it mean to win in London for you? Would it be the sort of end, would you see that as the end of your career, or how do you see it?
God, come on. I don't think, you know, just my career, I don't know where it will stop. I don't want to, I mean, I have no plan to stop running. 2012, if I win a race in, on marathon, something very special. And then, you know, just to stop running, don't expect.
And I've got to obviously mention, here there's a great deal of fuss made of you, yet you were part of the Soccer World Cup draw. What did that mean for you and your country to be singled out as someone worthy to take part in what is perceived as the biggest sport event? Was it very special for you?
Yes, it was very special. First of all, you know, just they choose me, you know, just as a person, you know, just to draw this event. The other thing, after I was in South Africa, I had the chance to see a lot of things as an African. Imagine, you know, just to organize, to host such a wonderful event in the world, like this soccer is something very special in the world. And what I was thinking when I was there, and imagine in the future Ethiopia, you know, just had the chance, you know, just to organize one of the big event, maybe soccer, maybe a bit difficult, but, you know, what about another event? Because this is, imagine, you know, South Africa to host, you know, this, I saw everything. They were well prepared. I'm sure, you know, it will be best World Cup, and plus wonderful for Africa.
Wonderful for Africa. You talk about being prepared. Do you feel prepared as well as you could be for Friday and that world record attempt?
Yeah, must be like that. If you ask me, yes, of course, you know, just my preparation was perfect. How did I come, you know, just without, you know, just a serious preparation, without, you know, just planning for a world record, without, you know, just running a good time?
Well, we're going to look forward to it. Will there be a big smile on your face if you break it, or just winning? What's more important to you, just the winning?
Which comes first, you know, winning, then, you know, record.